Simon, why are you backing Tim Fallon for the leadership?
Tim's been a friend of mine for years and years, and I've worked with him, I've campaigned with him, I supported his campaign to be elected up in the Lake District. He has supported us hugely here, not least in the last election. But above all, the party needs the best person to campaign for liberal values, and I think Tim is that person, and the best person to communicate to the widest group of the public to get the party back in the position that we want to be in the future. So as a communicator and as a campaigner and as somebody who has been a Liberal since his teens, as I have, Tim's, I'm clear, the right person to lead the party, and I will do all I can to support him.
And what's your prescription for rebuilding the Liberal Democrat support base in places like Bermondsey and Old Southwark?
Well, I don't think we've ever needed Liberals more than we do today. And actually what we see around us here is a real reminder of that. I mean, Liberals believe in freedom, but nothing robs you of your freedom more than poverty and poor housing. And when you have a Labour council in a place like this, allowing developments which mean that, you know, 1,000 council houses and more for local people are raised and cleared and replaced by less than 100 affordables instead, then we see people's freedoms massively curtailed. From my perspective as to how we go forward from here, we have to absolutely communicate to the outer millions of people around the country who probably count themselves as Liberals that they need to be Liberal Democrats. One of the exciting and motivating things that have happened in the last 2 weeks since what were devastating results for us is this 13, 14,000 people who just joined the Liberal Democrats without even being asked, which is a reminder that there are a whole bunch of Liberals out there in communities like this who realise they've now got to put their money where their mouths are. Otherwise, you end up with governments that are anything but Liberal. And you've only seen, you know, again, these last 2 weeks, the Conservatives' first plans are to take £12 billion out of the pockets of the poorest people in our society, many of whom are working. And that robs them of their freedom. At the same time, you know, to abolish the Human Rights Act and do things that undermine what it is to be British, really. So if you don't have Liberals, then you don't have really fighting against those things and for those liberal British values that unify us rather than separate us. And my job is to go out around the country, inspire people to rebuild, to campaign, as Simon has done here for so many years, and his team can continue to do, and to turn what I believe to be millions of Liberals out there into Liberal Democrats.
Simon, Tim mentioned the Liberal fight back. How has that surge in membership nationally manifested itself here locally?
It's been phenomenal, James, to be honest. We have seen our membership go up by over 50%, so we had of the order of 300 plus members before. We've seen literally between 100 and 200 extra members since Election Day. Last night we had our first invitation to new members who've joined up. Absolutely packed event. Huge enthusiasm. People from all walks of life, ranging from students to lawyers, ranging from people running their own small businesses to people active in the tenants' movement. So it's absolutely visible here, and we are going to capitalise on that. We're going to involve those people from the beginning in both our campaigning and our policy making. There'll be other events, obviously look at why we weren't able to win the election here, which we're doing analytically and honestly. But in June we will also be then planning the way forward here, because the council group of 13, the two GLA Liberal Democrat members and I are absolutely continuing the campaign. The office in the blue is remaining. People are coming in, people are wanting to volunteer. We've seen absolutely the surge of membership that's gone on around the country, and that's hugely encouraging. Lots of new people, as well as all the existing members, saying we absolutely want to stay with you. People have said to me in the last few days, look, I've supported you, I've been a Liberal voter or a supporter, but now's the time I have to, as it were, declare my hand, and I'm willing to do that. And we're hugely encouraged by that.
Final question, Tim. One of the paradoxes is that during the last 5 years, the Liberal Democrats were for the first time able to implement a substantial number of manifesto commitments in government. Obviously, you're a long way to being having the numerical strength to do that again. But at the same time, the coalition with the Conservatives obviously was electorally disastrous, despite the fact it enabled you to deliver so many of your commitments. How would a Liberal Democrat party led by you strike that balance between delivering your pledges and sort of keeping untainted by associations with parties that are unpalatable to many of your supporters?
Well, I think the last 2 weeks have done a number of things, one of which is, you know, rather ironically and tragically, prove us right. For the previous 5 years, you suddenly see what Liberal Democrats have been stopping. You see the pretty nasty rhetoric from Theresa May this morning about migrants here. You see the Human Rights Act being touted for abolition, the Snoopers Charter, £12 billion worth of welfare cuts for the poorest people, most of them working people in this country. And these are the things we spent 5 years stopping. And you can almost hear in every community in the land the penny dropping as people say, that's why we need Liberals. And as Simon rightly says, a lot of people thinking, right, now they need us. Now they need to put our money where our mouths are. And so I think having been through the experience of Coalition Watch, I think Britain begins to get it. I also wouldn't say that we're so far away from having the numbers we need to be in power once again. I mean, I'm reminded that I think it's 7 years ago that our sister party in the Netherlands, D66, got absolutely annihilated following a period of junior coalition partnership, shall we say. And then last year, European elections, they came first in the elections across the country in the Netherlands. So, you know, we have no automatic right to survive and to rebuild, but we're jolly well going to. And the blueprint is there, not just from the Netherlands, but actually from here. What happened under Joe Grimmon, David Steele, Paddy Ashdown, there are plenty of route maps for us. And our job is via the fuel of the emotional desire to see liberalism preserved and to thrive in this country, and the desire to work with people around the country who want to see a Britain which is united, not divided. I am certain we will be back and back soon.